Item number two.
A resolution by Supervisor Rice requesting Wisconsin state and federal representatives to work to establish a fast-track exception process for determining and presenting military-related honors for deserving World War II and other aging veterans, and authorizing and directing the county clerk to convey such message to the Wisconsin representative delegation.
All right, Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This resolution before us today comes following information that we've received regarding some red tape, shall we say, that aging veterans are experiencing in attempting to obtain the honors that they are, I think, so richly deserving of. And it comes at a time, particularly for World War II veterans, as we know, who are dying at an increasing rate. I think that the commonly cited figure is 900 of those veterans are dying per day. So the organization locally, Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, has been very actively involved in assisting these veterans, and again bringing some more public attention to the service that they have provided to our country. And the resolution is an expression of a request on the part of the county board, a request of our state and federal representatives to help establish a process that would facilitate these honors. They have run into again, bureaucratic red tape, and so we are requesting that this process be expedited, particularly in instances, and we may hear about that in testimony from the representatives of the Honor Flight who are here today, in instances in which folks are at the declining health and at the end of their lives. We'd like to see, obviously, them receive these honors before their final reward. And so, Madam Chairman, I think we do have representatives. I believe Mr. Dan Pelch, Renee Riddle, and perhaps others are here from the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight to tell us a little bit more, and I think they have a short presentation.
Sure.
Okay.
Please.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Could you introduce yourselves, and then I'll need you to fill out a card.
Okay, I'm Dan Pelchin, and a member of the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight Board of Directors.
And I'm Renee Riddle, also a member of the Stars and Stripes Board of Directors.
And for those that aren't familiar with our group, we're a volunteer group that flies World War II veterans to their memorial in Washington, along with other terminally ill veterans of other wars. And it's an extremely rewarding event. Many of these veterans will tell us after this event that other than their marriage or the birth of their children, it was the biggest day in their life. If you've seen any of the coverage on the media when the planes come back and we have the homecoming, it's a very tear-jerking reunion and a very big event in these veterans' lives. This past year, we flew three 747s, completing our 1,000th veteran to Washington. So it's our goal to continue with this, and as Supervisor Rice had mentioned, many of these veterans were injured during the war. They had various medals that were coming to them. They did not pursue them. They came back to their family, and they went back to work. And sometimes on their deathbed, they're looking for this recognition. And it's getting tied up in a bureaucratic state where, in the case with Orville Lemke, he started pursuing this in 2003. He passed away Christmas Eve of this past year of pancreatic cancer. His family's still in pursuit of the Purple Heart. So we're looking for the county to support us in this event and bring this to the attention of legislatures throughout the state, to include the governor.
So who is Orville Lemke? Well, he flew with us November 6th, and he and his family would have told you it was the best day of his life. How he made it through an 18-hour day, knowing that cancer was coursing through his body, is, you know, something that only he and God perhaps will know. But it was a great day for him. So we just brought with us a 60-second video that kind of just puts a face to the name that is on this bill, and so that you have a little insight into who he was.
Small presentation for you. I'd like to present you with a coin on behalf of the Board of Directors from Honor Flight, and on behalf of a grateful nation for your service in defense of our country. And we're so glad you could join us on our trip to Washington, D.C., but that's obviously the logo, mm-hmm. Military Challenge Coin. Mm-hmm. Every day is a bonus is on the back of it.
Happy birthday.
So that was a very rapid succession of events, but really, of course, Orville's battle started in Germany. He was serving in the winter. He was a communications specialist, and he was a half mile outside of ahead of his troops, and shrapnel. He started to come under fire, and he was hit by shrapnel, and that's when he sustained his injury. And he told us that he remembers just wanting to melt into the frozen ground to escape the shells that were dropping around him. But like so many of the veterans that we serve, he survived. He felt lucky to survive. He came back, got married, went about his life, and didn't think about it. It wasn't until a family member joined the Air Force in 2003 and started asking Mr. Lemke about his service, and she said, well, you were injured, so where's your Purple Heart? He didn't have the Purple Heart. So thus, the family started the process. It turns out that all of his records were in storage in Kansas City and were destroyed in a fire. And he pursued many options. I know that Congresswoman Gwen Moore was very nice and helped through all the processes. He had to release his private records. But he just kept getting form letter after form letter saying the records were destroyed in a fire, and it didn't seem to matter which avenue he pursued. And then when Stars and Stripes got involved, once again, we started the process only to meet the same red tape. And he did receive a letter in November shortly after this honor flight that said his case was in review, but it would take 5 months to make a determination. He knew that he was in home hospice at that time, and basically when that letter came, he said to his family, I'm not going to get my Purple Heart. So for us, that's heartbreaking. I can tell you that I've been on four of these trips, and September 19th, I was a bus captain, and I had 25 of these World War II heroes on my bus, and I noticed that one of them was wearing a Purple Heart very close to his own heart, and of course, that gets your attention. And I said to him, how did you get your Purple Heart? And he just, you know, very humble, just waved off and said, you know, I don't like to talk about it. But with encouragement and becoming closer with everyone on the bus throughout the day, I would kind of tease him every time he got on and off the bus. By the end of this day, I hope you share your story with us. So sure enough, at the end of the very long day, and we're waiting to board the 747 again, and we were on our bus, other people said, well, let's talk to that gentleman and see if he'll share his story now at the end of the day. Well, he didn't want to come up in front of the microphone on the bus and talk, but he waved me to the back, and he did tell me that Purple Heart is in the exact location where he was shot in Germany. And he wears it there as a reminder of how lucky he was to come back. And it just means so much to him. So I went up to the front of the bus and kind of relayed that story to everyone, and it was amazing to see all these seniors just crying because they knew the luck and courage behind that Purple Heart and the story of that. And really almost on every trip we do have veterans that have a Purple Heart. I just brought this one photo, if you allow me the liberty to pass it around. I love that photo. It's from November 6th trip, and that gentleman is Carl Baer. He's from Menominee Falls, and he was wearing his Purple Heart as a necklace, you know, on a chain, shirt unbuttoned. I kept kidding him that he looked like a rock star. And once again, he too did not want to share his story overtly, but by the end of the day, it's amazing how these veterans open up. And so he said, well, I got my Purple Heart for frozen feet. I'm like, frozen feet, what does that mean? Well, his guardian, a little bit later, told me the real story. And he was a POW in Germany. The Germans took his shoes because they needed them for their soldiers. So he survived a winter in a POW camp without shoes. Fortunately for him, he was rescued when he was literally just days away from gangrene and amputation of his feet. So, you know, frozen feet has a lot more meaning than just frozen feet. So we would love to have every veteran be able to share a story that starts with, let me tell you how I got this Purple Heart. And that's why we are working to effort this bill.
Yes. And with more World War II vets residing in the county of Milwaukee, it is very important that Milwaukee County step up to the plate and set a precedence. It's our intention to have all the counties in the state adopt this resolution. So, as I mentioned, with more World War II vets residing in this county, it's important that, you know, Milwaukee County would adopt it. So we thank you.
Supervisor Rice?
Well, thank you for all you're doing on the honor flights and for sharing these stories, you know, with us. You know, you've given us a couple examples. We've heard any number of other really heartwarming stories in the meaningful experience that these men and women have in taking these flights. And so the resolution really is a small part that I think Milwaukee County can play to try to communicate the importance upon our federal representatives in particular to develop this fast-track exception. And I thank you again for bringing this to our attention, and I move approval of the resolution, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor
Mayo. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to be co-sponsor of this resolution. And the reason why I would like to be a co-sponsor, my father is a World War II vet.
Oh, excellent.
And he's still
thank
living.
You.
And he has a number of medals also. When you said the fire in Kansas City, destroyed his records also.
Wow.
So
really?
There's a number of things that we are going through, so I understand what you do.
Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Thank you.
Supervisor Dimitrijevich.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just had a more of a technical question. Now, your goal is to have this in every county in Wisconsin, and then that would prompt legislation at the federal level, or is there already legislation written at the federal level? I was just wondering so I can properly lobby as well.
Good question.
I think that we're looking at this as more of like a professional nudge to those agencies that, I mean, if we can create this momentum with all the counties, Ozaukee County has already adopted it. Our organization is based in Ozaukee County. I just think that would make a real strong statement of support.
And then the other just note of information, and it's more for the author, but I think the same thing can happen at being approved from this committee, but, you know, we just noticed that we have an Intergovernmental Relations Committee meeting coming up, too. I just think it'd be a good place for it, but, I mean, I don't, my intention's not to slow it down or anything, but I think by it being adopted here at the Be It Further Resolved, it goes through the same process anyways. But, no, I'd be honored to support this, too. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
I do have a motion from Supervisor Rice. If there's no further comments or questions from the committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Dimitrijevich.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work you do to continue your great work.